From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins his next message in a series on the subject of prayer. Once again, he returns to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which seeth in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." It is the last phrase of this verse that forms the basis for this message. All who claim Christ as Savior believe that God answers prayer. Yet, for nearly all believers, there exists a tension between God's promises regarding prayer and what they actually experience in their lives. Dr. Cairns will seek to provide clear answers to this seeming paradox from Scripture in this message entitled, The Certainty and Nature of God's Answers to Prayer. First, however, he speaks about his booklet, The New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. And the emphasis today is on the precious blood.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about the great economic and financial crisis that a lot of people are passing through. We have had the mortgage crisis and the scandal surrounding it. We have rising prices on all hands. We have great talk about price gouging and conspiracies and speculations and people trying to get rich quick at the expense of other people. All these things going on. And it's obvious that to a lot of people, the most precious thing in the world is money, or along with money, the power that it brings. People are doing all sorts of things on the international markets to make themselves rich. And when you stop to think of it, you know it's really not very wise, because money can't be all that precious. Now, I understand that it's necessary. We need to be able to go to shop and buy groceries and buy gas and all those things. I understand that. I'm not trying to be so otherworldly that I'm of no earthly use. I understand those things. But anything that you've got to leave behind, anything that can last you for just a little while, and when you're facing death and eternity is of no use to you whatsoever, cannot be ultimately precious. There are more precious things than money. Family, for example, certainly much more precious than anything that money can buy. There are many other things that you could mention. But when you think of precious things, what would you say is the most precious thing in all the world? The most precious thing that has ever existed in the world? Silver? Gold? Diamonds? Even human love? Human family? What would be the most precious thing? I would say, according to Scripture, the most precious thing that this world has ever seen is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I say that? Well, first, because the Bible calls it precious blood. Now, the Bible speaks of a number of things as being precious. But I put the blood here as the most precious thing the world has ever seen. And I'll tell you why. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18, "You know that you were redeemed, not with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." Psalm 49 speaks of men who are intent on gaining money, getting all the wealth that they can in the world, and saying not one of them can, by all of this, redeem his own soul. There's not one man, however rich he's ever been, could ever redeem a soul. But the precious blood of Christ redeems the soul. It cleanses from all sin. It brings a person into a right relationship with God. It prepares him for heaven. It purchases for that man every blessing of the covenant of grace for time and for eternity. This precious blood of Christ is sinless blood. It is the sinless blood of the sinless Lamb of God. And remember, nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ can save from sin, cleanse from its filth, remove its guilt, justify you before God, and finally bring you to glory. Now, that leads to the inevitable question, are you redeemed? The old hymn puts the question, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? I would ask you that today. Make sure that you are among the redeemed, the blood-washed of the Lord. We'd like to help you. You can contact us at any time, however it suits you, email, snail mail, telephone, and we'll be happy to send you a copy of my booklet, A New Beginning, which we trust will lead you to understand personally and experience personally what it is to be redeemed, washed in the blood of Christ.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning, to which Dr. Cairns made reference earlier in the broadcast. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 7, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. We return today to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. And once more, I want us to give attention to the end of the verse. Last week I thought we would have moved on from this verse, and I thought again we would have moved on by this week. But the closer I got to it, the more I realized that there's still something here we need to consider. So we're thinking again of the last line of the verse, "Thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly." Thy Father shall reward thee openly. And this at once raises for every Christian a very important issue. It's the issue of answered prayer. Now, for most Christians, this is not only a matter of great importance, but it's also a matter of great confusion and a matter of great personal frustration. Ask any Christian, "Do you believe God answers prayer?" And immediately, almost reflexively, he'll answer, "Yes." You see, that is an article of faith for Christians, that God answers prayer. And yet, if you press that same Christian to tell you of his own experience in the place of prayer, he'll admit that very often he prays with no apparent effect. True, he has seen prayer answered, but equally true, he has seen prayer go unanswered. And if you press him even further, I think you'll find in most cases that a Christian will tell you he is more than a little dissatisfied with his own prayer life and his own experience in the secret place. And the reason is very simple. He reads such things as the verses we read this morning. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Everyone that asketh receiveth. Everyone that seeketh findeth. Everyone that knocks shall find the door opening to him. He reads the words of Christ in John 14. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And again, the promise of Christ, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he will give it you. We think of the words of John in 1 John 3:22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. How often have we read words like Psalm 37 and 4? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So a Christian reads such things as these, and all these things appear to be very simple. They appear to be very straightforward. Absolute promises. And yet he admits, I have asked in Jesus' name, and I haven't received. I abide in Christ and seek to obey His word, but still I have asked and not received. As best I know, I believe I delight in the Lord, and yet there are things that I desire and I do not receive them. So here's a tension then. On the one hand, he reads the promises that are so clear and plain and simple that a child could not misunderstand them. And on the other hand, he says, I seek to put these things into operation. And the two don't exactly match. There's the tension. There's the confusion. And there's the frustration. It may help a little, though it will not answer the problem entirely, it may help a little to know that it's nothing new. That if you go back in the history of the Word of God, you'll find that some of the great prayer warriors, and some indeed of the very greatest men of prayer, have struggled with the same tension. When God selected three people to name as the greatest possible intercessors that history had thus far seen, one of them that he selected was Job. And yet Job said, behold, I cry out of wrong, but I'm not heard. I cry aloud and there's no judgment. He said, I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, but thou regardest me not. Indeed, he got to such a place that he felt he couldn't even find God. And he said in Job 23:3, oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. You think of a man like David, undoubtedly one of the great men of the secret place, the man who wrote most of the Psalms that bring us in as believers into the holiest of all and teaches what it is to be in such deep, real and sweet communion with God. And even he cried, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? So there's nothing new in this tension. Every one of us has felt them and will feel the same again. Now all this makes the subject of our text this morning all the more pertinent and all the more urgently important. So I want us to look at these simple words of Christ. Your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And I want us to think today about answered prayer, about the certainty and the nature of God's answers to His people's prayers. Now let me start off first by reiterating the fact that God does answer prayer. The words of the Lord Jesus in this text make it very plain. In this verse He says, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and shut the door. Pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Now there is no doubt whatsoever what the Savior intended His people to believe. He intended them to understand, if you get alone with God, if you get to prayer and you really pray, then God will answer prayer. That's the teaching of the Savior, for God answers prayer. That's the teaching of the whole Bible. I was reading just the other day in our family devotions, beautiful text, at the end of 2 Chronicles chapter 30, and verse 27. In the period of Hezekiah's reformation, the priests finally and belatedly sanctified themselves. And then we read that their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to His holy dwelling, even unto heaven. What a beautiful statement regarding the prayers of God's people. And for our encouragement regarding the prayers, in this case, of a people who were slow to come to the place of prayer. They were certainly not among the prize exhibits of the Church of Christ. They were not the most outstandingly spiritual people. They had to be brought slowly to this place of purifying and sanctifying themselves to get alone with God. And when they finally came to pray, we read that their voice was heard and their prayer came up into God's holy dwelling, even unto heaven. God does answer prayer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We are here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.